Oh, we got to do a recap of the Democratic debates.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I watched the first one. I only watched the end of the second one.
Shut up.
So let's do a recap. All right.
Yeah.
Who's gay?
That Joe bitch
Biden,
Marianne.
Joe Biden was like, look, I want to make something clear. I don't need some black woman fucking ragging my ass all day long.
If we want to have this campaign litigated on who supports civil rights and whether I did or not, I'm happy to do that. I was a public defender. I didn't become a prosecutor. I came out and I left a good law firm to become a public defender when in fact, my city was in flames.
Finger popping Joe is at it again, brother.
Yeah.
I saw on Twitter that he was at a gay, like, fundraiser or
something.
Yeah,
some I saw
shit.
That shit. He's like, look, 5 years ago, a gay waiter came by and he called him a faggot.
He literally said it 5 years ago. You could just mock a gay waiter.
If you were at a fancy restaurant in Washington 5-6 years ago at an important business meeting, and a gay or lesbian waiter came up, or transgender, spoke with a lisp or demonstrated they were gay or lesbian, and someone at that luncheon table said, made fun of that person, no one would have said anything.
No one would say anything.
Everyone thought that was really cool.
He was the vice president.
Five years ago, he was, yeah.
He was already the vice president.
I think he might.
He's almost no longer the vice president.
Yeah, dude.
He might be more senile than Trump.
Yeah. He fucking rules. He's such a fucking idiot, dude. Yeah. He keeps fucking up, and people are so stupid. I think he's gonna win. He stinks, dude.
He really does stink.
I think he's gonna probably.
I think he'll get the nomination.
Because here's the thing: all that like fucking clap back bullshit with fucking like Kamala calling him out. It's like there's so many people that are just like, yeah, we want a fucking middle of the road.
Exactly. People are like, yeah. And like people that are like, even like liberal people are like, oh, Bernie's too far to the left. Why don't we just pick a middle? Everyone will like Biden.
Yeah.
They just think, and they all, the same way they thought Hillary was automatic, yeah. They're like, well, Trump's not going to win. It's like, this just happened, you dumb motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That's why we got to elect Marianne, that bitch that has crystals in her pussy. And
yeah.
So, Mr. President, if you're listening, I want you to hear me, please. You have harnessed fear for political purposes, and only love can cast that out.
Yeah, my dad made a joke on the phone. He's
he
like,
wants to have sex with her?
He does.
It would be okay if I just one time out of 40 years had sex with Marianne Williamson.
Mm-hmm. Just one time.
I heard this
immediately
song.
Immediately afterwards, realized how much he loves my mother.
I heard some good songs, and I watched a TV show.
Well, the reason I said that was because of fake breasts. That's why I said it. Because
I bet sticking your dick into Marianne Williamson's pussy sounds like an old windshield wiper.
Oh, I bet you she gets wet as hell.
I think so, too.
My dad, on the phone, he was like, do you think she had a yoni egg in her pussy?
That's a pretty good one.
That
from
was
Pop,
pretty funny. It made me laugh.
Maybe we should replace you with your dad.
Honestly,
like he'd
that
probably
would
be
awesome.
Better. Yeah.
John Kennedy said, by the end of this decade, we are going to put a man on the moon. Because John Kennedy was back in the day when politics included the people.
I don't understand.
How is she running for president?
About?
Like, what is her qualifications?
Love.
Love.
Yeah. She drives a Volkswagen Beetle.
Wait, she's Oprah's spiritual advisor? Is that
yeah.
true?
And she, like, wrote a bunch of books.
That's
about like
awesome. Yeah, so yeah. She's just some dumbass.
Dude,
self-help
I love that
crystals
fucking
bit.
Yeah, soundbite bit from
totally
that soundbite bit from the debate where she's like, we don't have a healthcare system in this country. We have a sickness care system in this country.
Even if we're just talking about the superficial fixes, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have a healthcare system in the United States. We have a sickness care system in the United States. We just wait till somebody gets sick, and then we talk about who's going to pay for the treatment and how they're going to be treated. What we need to talk about is why so many Americans have unnecessary chronic illnesses, so many more compared to other countries.
That sounded good.
And it's like,
I don't know what that means, but
it's like when you go to like a family event and like everyone's drunk. drunk and your aunt's like, I'll tell you what he is. He's a pussy grabber. And then everyone just kind of glosses over it because it's like, oh, you've had like 9 mimosas.
And you're drunk again. Yeah. And we don't want to start a big family fight. Yeah, so
Beth,
everyone has to ignore it.
Come on, Beth, shut. We listened to your whole thing about how you can drink battery acid to cure cancer.
Yeah. And you haven't kept a job for over 2 years. Yeah. The entire family is supporting you.
Right. Yeah. You still think it's Woodstock.
Yeah.